Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. The mindset is very important for success. I feel like it's something that we've heard over and over again, but part of that mindset is what we believe is possible, that circle of possibility. And there are some things right now that may seem very difficult, may seem impossible, but I'm pretty sure if we take a deeper look at some of these really big goals, we can make them very possible. And that's what we're going to focus on, that ability to expand your circle of possibility. So today's guest who's going to talk with us about that is an award-winning author, speaker, educator, and life coach who shares real-life lessons and inspirational stories with audiences consisting of teens, adults, educators, and sometimes a mixture of all three. His goal is to positively influence the way we think about what is possible, regardless of our age. He is also an award-winning advanced Toastmaster Gold speaker, has been a featured guest on radio and television, and is a former Junior Olympic wrestler and Junior Olympic wrestling coach. And he has also served in both the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force as well. Today's guest for episode 268 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Daniel Blanchard. Daniel, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
And Mark, I'm so excited about being here, and thank you for that great introduction. Funny thing is every time I listen to like an introduction like that, I always go, wow, that sounds like a pretty cool guy I would like to meet. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's me. So thanks. I appreciate it. And like, so very excited to be here.
Daniel, my pleasure. I'm very excited to have you on the show as well. And I mean, I really like the message where it's like, regardless of age, like that's kind of something that I like to do, because like, I feel like there are like teens out there who maybe think like it's too early for them, or they may have been put down by someone. So I really like that idea of just emphasizing that idea that age is not a limit to success. But can you give us some backstory on why you decided to commit to helping teens, adults, and educators? And I also know you have a book called The Storm, so I'm wondering if you could give us some background on some of those things.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. Well, I guess I can sum it up to this. I had a very difficult upbringing, very dysfunctional family, lived in poverty, abuse, abusive alcoholic father, all that, had all everything kind of going against me. And as I started growing up, I saw a couple things happening. Kids like me, some of us like kicked butt, and some of us kind of like ended up in jail and kind of just like went nowhere and just had all sorts of trouble. And I always wondered like, well, you know, what the heck was going on there? You know, how did I become successful and other kids like me become successful? Others just kind of fell apart and were always in trouble with the law and whatever else. So what I decided to do was, I mean, I always had like this burning desire in me. And I think some of it was because of the way I, you know, my background, the way I was brought up. You know, I think any kid would have been angry. But like I said, some kids use the anger in bad ways and some kids use the anger in good ways. So what I wanted to try to do was I wanted to try to get more of those kids that have like that anger, because that anger, it's right there. It's knocking on the back door of passion. You know what I'm saying? And energy and desire and all those things that make you a winner, they're right there. So if I could get some more of those kids and get them to maybe step over that divide and into that world, you know, not just anger, but into that world of passion and desire and, you know, a little fire in their belly to go out and succeed, then the world would be a much better place. And, you know, and while I was doing that, Mark, what I started figuring out was I needed to broaden my circle a little bit, and I needed to not just try to help the teens, you know, which was like my main thing that I do, but also try to help the people that help them, you know, maybe understand them better and have some strategies to work with them, you know, in ways to make, you know, themselves better at what they do. So I was like, all right, so who helps these kids? Well, obviously, you know, their parents. So I got also into the parenting realm of trying to make parents more capable and more effective in their parenting and what they do to help their kids. And, you know, and it just doesn't have to be trouble kids, of course. You know, it could just be, you know, anyone, any kid. And then I also decided that I need to get into, let's say, the educators, you know, like the teachers, the paraprofessionals, the administrators, the coaches, all of those educators that also work with teens. So my circle's kind of broadened a little bit in there, too. So, again, I help the teens because I want this world to be a better world for those kids, especially the ones that didn't get a fair shake in the beginning, Mark. You know, so I want to give them a chance to go out and do something good in this world instead of, like, tearing this world up. And I also wanted to help the people that are helping them be more successful in what they're trying to do. So I think that's kind of how I got into that. And to go into what you had mentioned, Mark, the storm, I just thought it was perfect, a perfect name, the storm, because so many of these kids live stormy lives. I know I was living a very, like, stormy life and sometimes, you know, a violent life. And I was able to take that and use it to become successful. So my book, The Storm, How Young Men Become Good Men, you know, gives great strategies and anecdotes and stories all the way through it on how do you take these young men that have so much promise but just aren't using it, most of them anyways, and create them, you know, turn them, mold them into like these good men. And if and Lord knows this world needs more good men. You know, we have way too many men, you know, fathers that are just falling down on the job, Mark. You know, saying we got to get better at raising our men, our young men, to be good men. And that's one of my life missions. You know, I'm trying to create good men. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's a pretty big order, but I think I'm definitely making a dent in it, Mark.
And if you have a big goal like that, I mean, it's better to pursue a 10X goal than to pursue a 10% goal. So, I mean, I really like the theme you have of helping others, especially teens. And like you mentioned very interestingly your background, and I mean, like, there are a lot of people who would be angry in that situation. Some people give them that same exact situation. They're very different from where you currently are. And yeah, like, I really like the idea of the storm, because like, I feel like a lot of people are having their storm moment right now, whether it's like, I mean, we use the word challenge a little more often on Breakthrough Success, but that storm moment pretty much very similar. But how can we get better at rebounding from some of those storms that we may face or maybe over us right now?
Well, let me give you this example, Mark. Me and my brother grew up in the same house, my older brother. You know, we lived similar lives, you know, under the same abusive, dysfunctional alcoholic father, you know, poverty, all that stuff. And what happened was, you know, we were street fighters and all that, you know, getting into trouble, doing all these things. But something unique happened. And what it was that, you know, we both found football and wrestling and all that, those combat sports. But what happened was I really committed myself to, like, football and wrestling. And the way I was, like, looking at wrestling was that it's like legalized fighting. So I felt like I kind of didn't need to fight on the street anymore. And although my brother, Mark, he still played football and wrestled, you know, I don't think he ever fully, like, bought into it. And then what happened was he just kept fighting on the streets. I mean, he was very, very angry, and rightfully so. I mean, he'd really been given a bad, you know, a bad hand in life. So very, very angry, fighting on the streets, you know, always getting arrested, always getting these things. And there I was, you know, I found some positive outlet. And I was legally fighting on the wrestling mats and winning all these matches and getting my hands raised and getting all these trophies and all of that when I was winning all these matches. And my brother was doing something similar. He was winning fights on the street, but then he was getting handcuffs put on him. So I would say, you know, any kid that's angry, and just real quick, I just got to bring the story in real quick. I remember, like, when I was coaching, I had this kid, you know, and he had black fingernails. And I was like, yo, I'm like, what's up with the black fingernails? And he's like, I'm an angry young black man. And I'm like, that's good, dude. That's good. We can work with that. It's fine to be an angry young black man. There's nothing wrong with that. And that gives you energy. We can work with that. But what happens is we got to work with that in a way. You got to have some kind of positive outlet, something that's you know, that's legal and that's right to do, that's positive to do, to funnel all that into becoming successful in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Instead of a bad way, such as fighting on the streets or, I don't know, becoming a successful burglar or a con man or whatever it is. You know, you got to find a positive outlet and take all of those maybe times that you feel you've been cheated or treated wrong or whatever, you know, beaten or whatever it is. And you know, the storms in your life, there's no way of getting around them. You're going to have a lot of storms in your life. So now what are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? You're going to use that as an excuse to mess everything up, mess the rest of your life up, or you're going to use that as like energy to go out and do something incredibly powerful. And that's what I did. You know, I've used that to go out and do incredibly powerful stuff. And my brother did the opposite. And now he's not even with us anymore, unfortunately. And I've seen many of my friends that have went on the same road he went down, and they aren't with us anymore. So when you get these storms in your life, you have to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to let this sink you? Are you going to turn into that angry, evil person that you know deep down inside you're really not? You're really not that evil person. But are you going to like let yourself slide down that slippery slope toward that? Or are you going to start fighting for a better life? And there's lots of ways to get a better life, especially when you got all that pent up energy / maybe anger inside of you. That's going to, that little fire in your belly is going to drive you to go out and give it, you know, 110%. So find something positive to latch onto, and those storms in your lives could be blessings, Mark.
And I definitely agree that those, like, the storms, they're really annoying when we're in them, but when you do get out of them, you do definitely emerge as a much better person. And if you do cling on to that positivity you have in your corner, that is something that can really help you get through the storms that come your way. But I feel like part of the issue that like these storms get really big is that people don't really see what's possible for themselves. It's like, I mean, I understand people are born with different circumstances, and like that's an entirely different discussion, but given with what you have, like, I feel like everyone has the circle of possibility that they make really small for themselves, where like maybe when it's an ambitious goal, like they use self-doubt as a mechanism to escape the work, escape the attempt, that can be successful, that can mess up, but the more attempts you take, the more likely you're going to succeed in the future. So how can we get ourselves to believe that more things are possible, and especially regardless of age, because I know that you have a like you help a lot of teens, and I want to help them too.
I'm so glad you asked that question, Mark. I'm even excited to ask that question. Somebody told me a long time ago, they said that you take two young men or two boys and you put them side by side, and the difference between today and 10 years from now is going to be the people that they met and the books that they read. Now, I ate this up, and I didn't know a lot of people. I didn't really have good circles, influential people. I didn't have mentors, although all that stuff would come later in my life, but I didn't have it way back then. And it's funny, Mark, people always ask me, who was your mentor? And I'm like, I didn't have one. I said, but you know what I did have? I said, I started reading about successful people, and I always had a book in my hand, and I didn't even care if people didn't think it was macho or my friends made fun of me, you know, or even if I didn't think it was macho. I just overcame that and said, I'm going to start reading about successful people, and I'm going to try to start doing some of the things that they're doing. And I always had a book in my hand, was always reading about successful people, always trying to like mimic their success or some of the things that they did. And I really think, Mark, that this like kind of inspired me. You know, this kind of gave me some hope. And it kind of like led me down the path of, I can create like a better life for myself. You know, maybe tiny steps at a time I can create, especially when you read these books of successful people and you see that pretty much almost all of them, you know, had setbacks. You know, many of them came from very difficult life circumstances, and, you know, and they never gave up, and they just kept taking little steps in the right direction. So I was just going to mimic that. I was just going to keep taking whatever steps I could in the right direction, you know, accept setbacks and just keep going and keep using like these little teeny, you know, I kept feeding my mind and using these books and these things as like fuel, you know, as confidence to just kind of keep going forward. And then later in life, when I slowly started becoming more of a quality person, Mark, like people started coming into my life. So like I started attracting like people of, of content and character and quality. And now all of a sudden I had people that, I could exchange ideas with and learn from, and maybe kind of like be mentors to me. So I always tell people, listen, you want to start finding out what's possible? Start talking to people and start reading books and do it relentlessly, do it all the time. And it will really help you broaden what you believe is possible, and it will help you get through those setbacks in your life.
And that is a really beautiful image that you gave us, where you said that like you take two people side by side, and the difference in 10 years is based on the books they read and the people they meet. And that's a very there's not that many different things that really fit other than those two things. So very clear, it's a very concrete picture. And I'm also a very big reader. That's something that like I always ask for a lot of book recommendations. We can get to that a little later on. But one of the things also is that you have to be able to communicate your ideas with other people. And on Breakthrough Success, I'm trying to, like, my goal is to empower listeners, let them know, hey, you've got this like big goal you're going after. You can do it. You just got to put in the work. But it can come to you if you're putting in the effort, building relationships, all the fun things like that. But how can we get better at, in a sense, communicating with others that success in like a certain area, or that this particular thing is possible?
Well, I would say there's a lot of ways to do this. And I would say that for young people, a couple things is very, very simple things. One, remember that you got two ears and one mouth. So you're supposed to listen twice as much as you speak. So try not to be thinking about what you're going to say next and try and monopolize the conversation. Really listen to people. And then occasionally try to like make a very pointed statement, something that's educated or wise or smart or helpful or whatever. And all of a sudden people will start thinking that you're different. The second thing that you got to do is for the young, other young people out there, you really need to start speaking up in class. You need to raise your hand. You need to stand up in front of the class and give your answer, project your answer with confidence, because that's going to do nothing but build your confidence, build your leadership, build your ability to communicate. And as you're going through that, and you're getting a little bit older, I believe maybe like when you're 18 years old or something like that, you can probably join Toastmasters. And hopefully, you've done these things that I've just mentioned about becoming a better communicator. But when you join Toastmasters, they're going to teach you. It's a public speaking international organization. They're going to teach you some really easy, simple tricks to make yourself a better speaker, a better leader, and a better communicator. And they can really change the future path of your life and give you confidence and really help you become way, way more successful and a way, way better communicator than you would have been otherwise. So I would say, these are simple little things that you could do. And lastly, I would say that, if you've been reading books like I've been asking you to do, if you've been talking to people, if you've been working on your communication skills, speaking up in class and doing all these things that I'm asking you to do, and I would say start writing, because there's that written communication. Start writing, and if you just got to, in the beginning, maybe do it in a journal, whatever, that's fine. Do it in a journal. But what you need to do is you need to start improving your written communication. So do it in a journal. Maybe at some point you want to do like a real, just like informal blog, simple blog, maybe venture out there. And then who knows where that may go. You may find yourself at some point writing columns, or you may find your written communication getting so great that you may be writing books. And now all of a sudden, you've got this great verbal communication that you've developed. You've got this great written communication that you're developing, and you're really, really starting to have a voice verbally and, through the written, you're really having a voice. And then I would say, the next thing is start looking at a lot of kids are already doing this, but start looking at like video and YouTube and all that stuff. And that too, I think, is something that's going to be, that's becoming very common, And it's going to be a great way for, again, for you to improve all these things I'm talking about, you know, your communication, being seen as a leader in your field, and your skills, knowledge, all these things. There's just so many awesome ways you can do this. And I know I just threw a whole bunch, Mark, at your audience. So I'd say, okay, let's just keep it simple. Let's go back to the very beginning here. If you're young, listen, really, really listen to people that are speaking. And that includes your teachers too, and your coaches, of course. And then I want you to start volunteering in class and speaking up in class. And then if you do those two things, you're on the right path. And then you can start trying slowly to bring in some of the other things I just talked about. And Mark, I think if they do that, they're gonna be pretty well off.
Daniel, thank you for giving us that wealth of knowledge in that answer. I mean, there's just so many things that we could tackle, like the Toastmasters is really big, the learning how to get better at crafting your message. Writing is really good, because if you're a better writer, you also become a better speaker. But one of the things that I also want to ask you, because I know you've interacted with a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, and I'm wondering, what do you believe holds most people back from being able to see the possibility in their goal, being able to see that this goal they have is achievable? What holds people back from being able to see that in themselves?
I would say fear and doubt, Mark. Absolutely. I mean, I feel it. I feel it on a daily basis, fear and doubt, and I'm aware of it. I'm aware that I need to combat this and overcome this. And I'm aware that most of it's not even real. You know, Henry James, the father of modern psychology, he basically said that 90% of the worst things that ever happened to him only happened in his mind. You know, we visualize, we think about these terrible things that are going to happen. And the bottom line is, they almost never come to fruition. They almost never really happen. You know, 90% of these terrible things that we're like wasting our imagination on never happens. So I'd say, instead of wasting our imagination, which is such a gift, you know, on creating this fear within our psyche that's holding us back, you know, we should just kick that fear, that false evidence of parent rail, the F-E-A-R, kick it right out of there, and let's start using our imagination the way our creator meant our imagination to be used. And let's use it to create a better world for ourselves and everybody around us. If we start doing that, Mark, then I really think a lot of these things that are holding us back are just going to disappear. You know, realize that fear and doubt hold you back every single day. Realize that it's a bad use of our imagination, and that it's hurting us, and it's keeping us from happiness. It's keeping us from the type of life that we deserve. So let's all start using our imaginations the way they're supposed to be used, you know, on creating a better life for all of us. And like I said, Mark, I think if people just do some of that, they're going to be really, really impressed. You know, 2 years will go by and they'll turn around and be like, wow, how the heck did I get here? This is amazing. You know, it can happen, because, I mean, I did it, and a lot of people that I know have done it. But just, if I can throw this in real quick, Mark, it doesn't mean, you know, that we're some kind of like superheroes, and that we don't have daily self-doubt or daily fear. We do. We just know that we have to fight it, and we just can't let it consume us and control us. We have to fight it. So I would say, everybody out there, you know, I've always said, and this is going to feed right into what we've been talking about, Mark, I've always said that readers are leaders, and writers are fighters. So I'm like, let's start reading positive stuff. Let's fill our minds with positive can-do stuff. And let's write, and let's, you know, let's be those writers and fighters and fight this self-doubt and this fear that's holding us back, so we can use our imaginations the way it's supposed to be used, Mark.
And like, a lot of this really does boil to fear and doubt, as Daniel pointed out. I mean, like, false evidence appearing real, as Daniel also pointed out, is like, that's how we really have to view fear. And there's a point where you just have to say, I'm done with this. I'm done with this fear. I'm done with this doubt. I'm just going to do it, because that's how I'm going to get better. That's how I'm going to eventually achieve success. You don't have a 6 or 7 figure launch on your first attempt. It's maybe a 3 or 4 figure launch, something that may not be up to par with your dream vision, but each of those launches gets you closer to your big goal. Each book you write gets you closer to publishing that bestseller. So you definitely get closer and closer to that big goal you're seeking by trying, putting in the work, maybe not being successful the first time, but continuing to grow from there. And I really do agree with Daniel also that leaders are readers. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, Daniel, if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
I agree. I remember when I was a young man, I don't remember if I was still like a teenager, like 19, or if I was like 20 or whatever, but I came across this book by Tony Robbins. And this book was called Awaken the Giant Within. And when I was reading through that book, there was just one great strategy and technique after another in there that really changed the way I think and made my life a way better. It's such a higher quality life after reading that book. And just give you one of them real quick was transformational vocabulary Tony Robbins talked about. And with that, it's just changing the words you use. You transform the way you think by just using different words when you talk. And I found that so powerful. I taught my students that. So definitely, I mean, that book is an awesome book. I would say anything by Og Mandino. He's got so many great books. Every book I've read from him has just been so, it just puts a fire in your belly and fires you up big time. So anything that he writes is awesome. And then once you start reading these guys, you know, like that, you'll see, like, their books would lead you to other people like them that are writing great books. So, like, one book would lead you to another, to another, to another. And anytime you're reading these type of books, just do what I did. When they mention somebody in their book, write that name down. And then later on, look them up and read a book from that person. You know, I did that all the time. I still do that today. And the third book, Mark, is that I really, really, really think people will gain enormously if they read The Storm. How Young Men Become Good Men. You know, I put so much great insight and wisdom in there. You know, I talked about historical figures that have done well. I gave great, great stories and examples. And I really, really used like the whole psychology of winning throughout that whole book. And anybody who reads that book, The Storm, How Young Men Become Good Men, you know, they get fired up. And they email me and they're like, wow. Like they say things like, you know, it's not like a lot of this stuff hasn't been said before. It has been said before, but it hasn't really been said this way. They're like, this is such a unique way that like so touches you and so makes you believe that it's possible that you too can do this. So I would say definitely those three books. Like I said, Tony Robbins, Awaken the Giant Within. You know, Og Mandino's has got numerous books. I'm having a hard time picking out like one. He's got numerous books. And then The Storm, How Young Men Become Good Men, is three awesome reads right there, Mark.
Daniel, thank you for sharing with us those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes, markbirdie.com/E268. And if you guys want to learn how to launch, grow, and monetize your very own podcast, just like Breakthrough Success, you can grab your copy of Podcast Domination, which is my book, over at markgaberti.com/PD. And before we wrap up this episode, Daniel, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
I would say, why? That's the question I think that we need to ask ourselves more often. Why? You know what I'm saying? Like when we set that alarm clock early, to get out of bed, and then we're fighting whether to stay in our bed or get out of our bed. I need to, when you're laying there deciding which one to do, you got to start saying why. Ask that question, why? And hopefully your why is good enough for you to jump out of that bed before everybody else in your home. You know, hope maybe before everybody else on your block. You know, if you've got a good enough why, you're going to jump out of that bed before everybody else in your home or on your block. Then I think you've starting your day off the right way. And I think that no matter what roadblocks or obstacles jump in your way, that eventually you're going to find a way to go around them, under them, over them, or through them. And you're going to create the kind of life that other people are going to want to emulate. So always ask yourself why. And if there's nothing there that's firing you up, You need to keep asking yourself why and find your why. It's going to fire you up and help you create the happy, successful life that you want.
Daniel, thank you for sharing with us that one worded question and for sharing all of your great insights to our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Daniel, get his book, The Storm, How Young Men Become Good Men. And Daniel, where are some of the other places that we can find you on the web?
Okay, I'm all over the place. Obviously, you can find me on Amazon. You can find me if you Google Dan Blanchard, you know, author, speaker, educator, whatever, you'll find me everywhere there. Granddaddy Secrets, if you Google Granddaddy Secrets, you'll find me everywhere. And of course, you know, I'm on all the social media channels, you know, the Google Plus, the YouTube, the Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Pinterest, you know, all of them. You'll find me. I'm everywhere. You'll have no trouble finding me.
Daniel, thank you for giving us a bunch of places where we can find you and for sharing all of your great insights in this episode. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
And I really enjoyed being here, Mark.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn